twice a year, we are reminded and encouraged to show respect and thanks to our military veterans. While those are two important days calling for much deserved recognition, that dedication shown by those men and women who serve deserve a really unending respect and thanks. That's part of a mission of an organization, Wreaths Across America, that my next guest is here to discuss, as well as inform you on how you can bring success to the work along with your local Chevy dealers. He is Chevy's Director of East Coast Communications, Joe LaMoralia. How are you today, Joe?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
WreathsAcrossAmerica.org, Chevrolet.com, two of the appropriate websites for what we are talking about here. Let us start with the title suggests, Wreaths Across America. What do the wreaths entail? What are their purpose, and what's the mission of what you and the organization Chevy will be doing over the next few days?
Sure. Wreaths Across America started out in 1992, and basically their mission is to remember, honor, and teach. Remember our veterans, honor them, those that have served, and then teach future generations about the importance of our armed services and the people that serve the country and keep us safe. Chevy has been involved with them for about 4 years because we were just so impressed with what they do. Veterans are incredibly important to us as a company, as part of, you know, we're part of the fabric of this country. And we, our very small part is we've donated 12 vehicles to help transport Gold Star families along this route. What they do is they raise money, they take donations, and they lay, their goal this year is to deliver 1.8 million wreaths on the graves of service people around the country. What we're involved in is a convoy from Maine down to Arlington National Cemetery on December 15th, where 80,000 volunteers are going to be laying 250,000 wreaths on the graves of our service members. And we've gotten, you know, our Chevy dealers, our local Chevy dealers up and down the East Coast are taking donations. They're helping direct people to wreathsacrossamerica.org and just supporting this fantastic cause.
Stops including this coming Tuesday, the 11th, at the George Washington Bridge crossing, then over into New Jersey on the 12th at Oak Hill Academy in Lincroft. There'll be a ceremony there, and then later on in the day at 11:30 at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Homedale, New Jersey. You can find out more about this, of course, over at wreathsacrossamerica.com. Learn more about Chevy at chevrolet.com. And when we say wreaths, too, Joe, this isn't done on the cheap. I mean, these are beautiful pieces of a tribute to, as I said in the introduction, heroes who certainly deserve it.
Exactly. And it's, you know, one of the reasons that we do it around the holidays, or the Wreaths Across America does it around the holidays, is, you know, this is the time when family gets together, and this is when the people that are no longer with us are really remembered. So, and it aligns with the wreath laying at the National Cemetery in Arlington. So they're beautiful wreaths. People can go to wreathsacrossamerica.org, donate wreaths, deliver them to their local Chevy dealers to have them donated, and be part of this just wonderful, wonderful program.
You can also designate an honoree and a remembrance. You can also do a from a veteran to a veteran, if I recall correctly.
I believe so, yes.
Also, I have to add, too, on Saturday the 15th, there'll be the wreath-laying ceremony with Wreaths Across America at West Point Cemetery in West Point, New York. Again, more info at wreathsacrossamerica.org. Generally, how's the response been in the Northeast for this campaign?
It's growing every year. Again, this is the fourth year that Chevy's been involved. We're just one small part of it. But, again, we're incredibly honored to be part of it. And every year, more and more people are interested in learning about it, and it's growing. So, again, the goal this year is to, across the country, to lay 1.8 million wreaths around the country at veterans' cemeteries. It's pretty impressive.
That includes 250,000 just at Arlington alone, which that's
exactly.
That's a phenomenal number, and it certainly, I think, it represents, too, the number of wreaths that really just represents the number of heroes who have fallen during duty, as well as who have passed on, and in, you know, the natural span of life. It just demonstrates how many people have dedicated their lives and made sacrifices for liberty and for our freedoms, And when you think about it, too, for a wreath donation is $15. You can do it in a single wreath, a couple. Most popular seems to be the $75 level from what I've heard elsewhere. But for $15, you can get a quality balsam fir wreath that is a point of, you know, it's a way to show pride in those who showed dedication to service for $15. That's something I don't think you could buy anything equaling that in a retail store anywhere.
No, you can, and it's, you know, a couple of cups of coffee. My father is a veteran in World War II, so this is kind of personal to me as well. And while he didn't get hurt, but he did serve our country, and he's no longer with us. But there's a wreath with his name on it.
And again, one wreath is 15, two is 35, 75. If you can't do the mental math, 10 would be 150. It's just a simple way to, like I said in the introduction, we limit our attention to so much that's worthy for a designated day. And those days, in fact, are designed to remind us all year long to give ourselves to the cause in whatever way we can. When you think about $15, think of what you spent this past week. And you're looking at it, you're thinking, why did I do that? Why did I buy this? Well, here's something you do with $15 that would just show a family and as well anyone else who goes to the veteran cemeteries that the wreaths across America will be performing their magnificent task. It's just got one of those cases where the dominoes don't fall down, the dominoes fall back up and lift so many people's,
agreed,
so many people's spirits up. When you look at, I saw that there was a story where they were worried about falling short on enough for Arlington. Do you guys for the Northeast have a goal number that you're set, and how well is it going for you?
Chevrolet, I can tell you what Chevrolet is, sure, doing, because again, we're just part of this wreath across America. Chevrolet is providing about at least 4,000 wreaths and 12 vehicles to help with this cause. And that's on top. That's Chevrolet corporate. Chevrolet dealerships are adding on top of that. And I think it's close to 8,000 wreaths that we're donating as the brand.
We are giving it a group of people when it comes to the right causes, the right purposes. This certainly qualifies as that. You can learn more at wreathsacrossamerica.org about the work, how you can participate. I'm giving $30 for two wreaths. I'm not going to ask you to do something I won't do myself, and I'm going to do something to a degree where you won't be able to do it for whatever the financial reason is. But if half of the people right now would follow what I just did and donated for two wreaths, $30, or you go to your local Chevy dealer, find out more about this, and do the donation on site as well, it would just make this program the much-needed recognition for our fallen heroes and those who have passed on, just the respect and the honor that they deserve, and it lifts their family spirits up as well. Fellow veterans, friends, the benefits are just numerous, and it's one of those contagious positive things that if you do it,
exactly,
you tell someone that you did it, they're hopefully going to do it too. Wreathsacrossamerica.org. Learn more about Chevrolet at Chevrolet.com. Joe LaMoralia, thanks so much for being here today, and thank you for bringing this cause to our attention.
It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you very much.